Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Karisus Yotes, Karisus 19a, pagination is 37. We'll start at the beginning of the Mishnah, about five lines into the wide. We're dealing with the topic of Chatos, where a person did an Avera by mistake, that is of a serious nature, a Chayve Krisus. Zedono Kores Shigigoso Chatos is the saying. Or he's not sure if he did the carbon chatos violation, and in that case there would be an asham talui, which waits until he gets it clarified, and if he doesn't have it clarified, then that was the best level of atonement that he was able to bring. One interesting nuance, which is elaborated now in the Mishnah, is that an asham talui is not brought simply because he has a question and is not sure how to proceed. An asham talui is very specifically that he doesn't know if he did a chiyuv chatos. Talui is that the atonement is waiting. If it's ever clarified that he did do it, he's going to have to bring a regular carbon chatos. It's not that the asham talui is brought whenever I have a question. Not all questions qualify for an asham talui. It's specifically that I'm not sure if a violation was done, says the Mishnah. Chelev v'nosar lefanov. There was forbidden fat and nosar, leftovers from a karbon after its proper time. It's forbidden to eat. And these two things were in front of him. Va'ochal echad mehem, and he ate from one of the plates. Ve'eni yodeh me'ezim mehem ochal, and he doesn't know which plate he ate from. So he knows for sure that he did a violation, that he knows. But he doesn't know which violation. So to bring a carbon chatos, we're going to have a discussion, because he doesn't know which violation he's atoning for, and which one he's saying vidui confession for. To bring an asham talui, there's no sense of doubt. He knows he's in violation. So how does he proceed in such a situation? Ishto nida va'achoso imo babayis. His wife, when she's a nida and is forbidden to him, as well as his sister, who's always forbidden, are in the house. Shogeg ba'achas mehen. He made a mistake and was with one of them. As Rashi says, he thought his wife was permitted to him at the time. And he was with a woman, and he doesn't know which woman he was with. Ve'eni yadei be'ezim mehen shogeg. Shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim. Similar type of dynamic. Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And he did malacha between the watches, meaning when it's in doubt if one day ended and the next day began. And he doesn't know halachically which day it was, but he knows for sure that he was in violation. Now, obviously, he himself at the time he was doing it thought that it was weekday, and that's why he's a shogeg. It was a mistake. But after we found out the facts, we know for sure a violation was done, but we don't know which violation was done. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos. Rabbi Eliezer obligates a carbon chatos, because we have this like Mimonafshach. And I imagine Rabbi Eliezer would say, when he does vidui, he would say vidui if it was this like this, and if it was that like that. Then we find that sometimes in halacha that a person can make a condition. For Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says you're Poter. There's no chatos obligation, and there's no asham violation. Rashi tells us, Mefarish b'Gemara, Asher chotaba, that he's bringing a korban for the sin which he did. Achivoda laba machata, he has to know which sin he did. Otherwise, there's a gzeris hakosov. I grant you, you could bring a korban and perhaps make conditions, but not over here. The Rambam in Shgogos Perik Ches Halacha He writes, Chele Venosa Lefanav, a person indeed had the two forbidden foods in front of him, and he ate one and doesn't know which one. The next case, Ishto Nida V'Achoso Imo, his wife has a Nida, and his sister in the house, and he was with one, doesn't know which one. Shabbos V'Yom HaKippurim, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and he did Malacha Ben Hashmashos during the transition between the two, and he doesn't know halachically which one is the one that he violated. Hareze Potom Mikorban Ve'eno Mevi Chatos, he doesn't bring a carbon chatos, because he doesn't know which violation, and there's a pasuk that says, asher chata ba, you have to know which violation. Continues the Rambam, ve'ena mevi asham talui. And the subject that we've been dealing with recently about asham talui, that does not apply either. Because he knows for sure that he violated. Asham Talui is not an Asham of doubt. Asham Talui is an Asham on standby. Until I find out that over here I know for sure that I violated. And therefore Asham Talui is not applicable. Just one observation in contrasting the three cases that were brought. Chelev and Nosar, two types of forbidden food, he doesn't know which one. That's a flaw in his knowledge of the situation. If we would have had a videotape, we could have traced which one. He doesn't know. His wife Anita or his sister, we don't know which bedroom he went into, how it played out. Again, he's the one that's lacking. The Ben Hashmashos case is a little bit more subtle because it could be that he does know at what time he did the malacha, but it's a doubt to him and to Psak whether that time, whatever number of minutes after sunset, is halachically considered the day before or the day after. It's different type of suffix that we're dealing with. But the Mishnah does codify, and the Rambam Paskins as such, like the second opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, that such a case does not get a karban chatos or a karban asham. Talui. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.